Pharmacists at several CVS locations in the Kansas City metro area staged a walkout last week over what they say are unsafe working conditions, bringing renewed attention to the profession. Around the country, pharmacists have been reporting high levels of burnout since the start of the pandemic, understaffing at some retail pharmacy locations, increased demand for medications and vaccinations have put additional pressure on pharmacists. Now, with the new COVID booster plus RSV and flu season around the corner, pharmacists will continue to be in high demand as healthcare systems rush to administer as many vaccines as possible. How is all of this playing out here in Wisconsin? Our next guest is with the State Organization of Pharmacists. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you noticed shortened hours maybe or limited service at your local pharmacy? What's been your experience getting a prescription filled lately? Do you receive care from a pharmacist for a chronic condition? Do you work in the business? Are you a pharmacist? What kind of things are you seeing in your own place or with your colleagues? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Sarah Sorum is Executive Vice President and CEO of the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin. Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, I'm so glad to be with you and celebrating upcoming October as Pharmacy Month.
As we head toward Pharmacy Month, are we seeing some of those trends here in Wisconsin that we're hearing about around the country? A pharmacist burnout, sometimes maybe difficulties finding pharmacists everywhere they're needed.
Yeah, there's definitely been a lot of challenges in healthcare since really even before the pandemic. The needs of the population are expanding in terms of healthcare. We want to receive better value from the healthcare that we're providing. And so pharmacists are a key part of that. So we're experiencing some of the same workforce challenges that other healthcare professionals are experiencing as well, with burnout and really trying to focus more on well-being of individuals and how we integrate work and life.
Before we dig more into burnout and staffing levels and things like that, I want to talk a little more about what pharmacists do. And Sarah, you know, the public-facing ones are, I go to the pharmacy and a pharmacist helps me with my prescription. That's one thing that pharmacists do. There are a lot more working behind the scenes, right? In healthcare settings, can you talk about the range of jobs that pharmacists might be doing?
Yeah, there's really no better time to go into a career in pharmacy practice than now. And we've seen more expansion in the roles that pharmacists play in public health, healthcare education, managing chronic conditions on a healthcare team. There's a variety of behind-the-scenes roles that pharmacists are playing. Really, wherever medications are used, there's a pharmacist involved. So whether it's a primary care clinic where a pharmacist is addressing adherence or managing a chronic condition like diabetes for a patient, or a community pharmacist going into a senior center, providing a medication review to prevent falls, or more patients are receiving care at home now and transitioning out of hospitals into a hospital at home environment. There's pharmacists involved in all of those roles and hundreds of other roles for pharmacists these days.
As you mentioned, a lot of health professions are dealing with difficulties in staffing in one place or another and dealing with these burnout issues. Can you talk about what you're hearing from your colleagues around the state when it comes to what they might call burnout or stress on the job and how maybe the industry is starting to talk about dealing with it?
Yeah, I mean, patient safety is really at the forefront for every pharmacist and every pharmacy staff member as they care for patients each day. And so in order to provide medications, the increased amount of vaccinations, patient counseling, and other services that patients need and pharmacists provide, it's really imperative that workplace conditions and appropriate staffing be in place. So we're seeing that now as we are emerging from the pandemic roles that healthcare providers have had, people are making different decisions about the work environment that they would like to be in. I mean, I know that I have more and more friends that are interested in working from home or having flexible work schedules. Well, the same is true for healthcare professionals and pharmacists. So we're seeing people make different decisions about what their next career moves are. And so that creates both opportunities for practice and also challenges for staffing traditional visible locations for pharmacists.
Let's bring in a caller now at 800-642-1234. Karen is with us in West Bend. Karen, hi.
Hello.
What did you want to tell us about, Karen?
Well, I am a pharmacist here, and I've had my technician hours cut. So there are times that I'm working alone in the pharmacy. We don't have the busiest pharmacy by any means, but that also means that it's just me to answer the phone, answer the questions, and make sure prescriptions are correct and safely dosed. And if I'm constantly interrupted with no additional help, that's a safety concern.
And Karen, can I ask, you may not want to name the name, but what kind of setting are you working in? A national chain, local pharmacy, healthcare setting?
Yep, national chain.
Okay. Karen, thanks a lot. Sarah, this is something that is being brought up in that Kansas City walkout I mentioned at the outset, concerns that, you know, there's not enough tech staff there to support the pharmacists in some environments.
Yeah, Karen, it's so great to have you call in, and thank you for all that you are doing for patients every day. Pharmacy technicians, as you mentioned, are a critical element of a pharmacy staffing model. These are the individuals that are providing really critical support services and doing, frankly, most of the patient interaction in a pharmacy setting like Karen's in. And we've certainly seen a huge shortage in that support personnel, and staffing hours have been adjusted or in some cases cut for technicians. So really there's also great opportunities for individuals to move into roles as pharmacy technicians and provide support personnel for pharmacies. We have pharmacy technicians that are members of the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin, and the kinds of advanced roles that they're able to do to support the profession is really exciting.
Karen, thanks a lot for the call. Sarah Sorum is with us, Executive Vice President and CEO of the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin. We're talking about labor shortages in some places of pharmacists, burnout as well, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Are we talking about you? Are you a pharmacist yourself? Are you seeing these concerns? If you are a customer of pharmacies one way or another, have you seen changes in hours that your local pharmacy is open, for example? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Barrett. We're talking to Sarah Sorum with the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin about challenges facing pharmacists here in the state. And you could join in at 800-642-1234 if you've noticed this as a pharmacy customer or a pharmacist yourself. 800-642-1234. Sarah, when I've talked about concerns about labor shortages in the state for a lot of professions, doctors, lawyers, teachers, mental health care, so, and the list goes on, rural areas often seem to be hardest hit. Is this a concern in the pharmacy profession?
Absolutely. I mean, rural areas, pharmacies provide really critical access to healthcare and often are primary care providers in their rural communities. So both with the staffing challenges and shortages or distribution issues that you've mentioned, but also from the standpoint of we've seen with some of the decisions being made at the national level around healthcare reimbursement, we've seen closures of pharmacies that provide, again, critical access to care in rural communities.
Let's go back to our callers. Cyril is with us in Madison. Cyril, hi.
Hi there. I just came back from the pharmacy myself a few minutes ago. They were training a new pharmacy tech at that time, but I understand what they've been dealing with for the last few years. I know my daughter is at MATC, or Madison College, I should say now, and her plan is to become a pharmacy tech.
Oh, interesting. Cyril, thanks a lot for sharing that. Sounds like a needed profession. Sarah, can you talk about who is training people to be pharmacy techs and pharmacists here in Wisconsin? There are some different options for schools, as I understand it.
Yeah, Cyril, that's a great opportunity for your family member to go into pharmacy tech career. MATC has a program. There's other technical colleges that offer programs. We're even seeing some health systems offer training programs for pharmacy technicians, sort of a grow your own approach to really train up and enable a really advanced care workforce that can support the pharmacist. There are three schools of pharmacy in Wisconsin. UW-Madison has a school, Medical College of Wisconsin and Concordia. And each of those programs is a fantastic pharmacy school program. They've done some unique things in partnering with other schools or partnering with undergraduate programs, also providing some introductory experiences for middle school and high school students to get exposure to careers in healthcare and careers in pharmacy practice. I really firmly believe that Wisconsin's the best place to practice pharmacy in the country. We have challenges here, just as there are challenges in other states, and our previous caller mentioned some of those. But the opportunities around public health, access, closing equity gaps is really unique in Wisconsin, in that we really work with a collaborative team-based care approach. So it's an exciting state to practice pharmacy in.
Cyril, thanks a lot for the call, and good luck to your daughter going through that program. Sarah, if you want to make a pitch for people, maybe younger people listening or their parents, to put pharmacist or pharmacy technician on their career option radar, which I think for a lot of people, they don't necessarily think about that starting in high school.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an individual or have a family member who's an individual who feels strongly about being able to make a difference and care for patients and being an access point for healthcare, pharmacy is an exceptional career path to consider. And there's a lot of variety. There's actually a website called pharmacyforme.org that people can check out for more information on career opportunities in practice. As a pharmacist myself, I really have found a very rewarding career in pharmacy practice and have a lot of both really strong colleagues and friends in the profession. Huge opportunities ahead. And so I would encourage people to give it a consideration.
And as we wrap up, Sarah, briefly, are there public policies you'd like to see to support the pharmacist workforce, help prevent that burnout and bring in and keep people on the job?
Yeah, I mean, we really advocate for access to healthcare, access to pharmacist services. So enabling patients to make choices about where they receive their vaccinations and receive the medications that they fill and make sure policies enable that is really critical. And then in terms of licensure, we also really want to work hand in hand with the legislature and the Department of Safety and Professional Services to make sure that licensure is possible and as streamlined as possible in Wisconsin.
Sarah, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Sarah Sorum, Executive Vice President and CEO of the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin. We've been talking about challenges to the pharmacy workforce here in the state, including burnout and staffing shortages, and what the industry is doing to boost the profession here in the state.